start off by asking you why the issue of homelessness is important to you. And have you or anybody in your family been homeless before?
Yes. Yes. The issue of homelessness is important to me because it's one of those things that that you see but you don't see. You do realize that people on a daily basis go without a suitable environment for them to live in. And whether that environment is a tent, someone's couch, or whether it is something in between there, we want to make sure that folks have access to decent and affordable housing, regardless of whatever else is going on with them. And I think in this day and age, you know, if we can continue to move in that direction, that's a very positive one.
What's your understanding of the City of Fresno's policy on homelessness over the last 5 years? What have they done right and what have they done wrong?
My understanding of the policy, because I, you know, I'm a very good reader of the Indy Bay and Community Alliance and, you know, listen to KFCF on a pretty regular basis. So I know that as a city, we've had little formal policy. And so this document, the 10-year plan to end chronic homelessness, is actually our first formal effort to come up with a policy that would move people from streets to a home.
So the policy in the past, and you were in Cynthia Sterling's office,
right,
and were very aware of the issues that emerged from the city's policy or lack of a policy.
Correct.
What were some of the problems with that policy in the past?
I think you're referring more to the cleanings and the removal of people's personal property. Ultimately, as everyone knows, that got us into very hot water as a city with the ACLU and in the federal courts. Again, there was never a policy that was fully established and put together by the legislative branch. It was more of an administrative action. We're now fortunate to have a change, which begun under former Mayor Alan Autry, who, you know, realized that, you know, this wasn't the way to go, and we needed to make a change about it, and was one of those folks, as well as the legislative branch, that put together this 10-year planning effort.
Was there anything that you would say before the lawsuit and the federal, the mandate from the court to change policy, was there anything that you would identify as being good about the city policy from before the lawsuit?
You know, really, I'm looking forward,
mm-hmm,
and not really backwards. I do realize that there were things that from one's perspective, if you were a business owner and you saw the trash removed, that might have been positive. But from a homeless person's perspective, that may not have been positive because that may not have been trash. That may have been my treasure. I know there's enough places to point blame at. And so my role really is to look forward. Now that we have a policy and we have a document, how do we move forward so that we continue to make progress and continue to have a dialogue and not continue to look back on what we did or didn't do? Because there were a lot of things that, you know, as a city, we probably did or didn't do. But there's things that we now are working to do. And so I want to put all my effort looking forward.
Okay, so currently, describe the role of the Fresno Police Department in relation to the homeless.
I think you would have to talk to the police department. I don't have any direct oversight over the police department. And one of the things that I would be looking for, particularly as we prepare to do now our point in time survey, is to have the police department help us be partners in this effort, as well as every other entity in the city. Help us be partners in this effort that we look forward in providing housing for the homeless, and continue to be partners with us, whether it's Project Homeless Connect, which are the one-day drop-ins, you know, making sure that, you know, we are reaching out to the adequate folks out there, to the right folks and to the right populations. You know, I'll leave the policy of the police department up to Chief Dyer and the administration.
So then, if I understand you correctly, you would favor a policy where the Fresno Police Department would play less of a role of issuing citations for minor infractions, quality of life issues like the police, you know, and let me just describe what I'm concerned about here. And that is that the police department are regularly stopping homeless people more than they would you or me. Mm-hmm. And this goes on to this day, where if you were homeless and you were seen by the police, oftentimes they're stopped and ask for their identification. Their name and number is run through their database, and they're looking for parole violations or if there's a warrant out for them.
Sure.
They have been citing people for walking across the street, jaywalking. They have cited people for walking across the bridge to use the toilets on H Street. And what this results in is a cumulative effect on homeless people that they have outstanding tickets that they haven't paid for because they don't have the money.
Correct.
And then there's a warrant for them, then they end up in jail. This does not help them.
Right.
So
right.
Will you do something to change that?
Well, one of the things that the 10-year planning effort does talk about are diversionary programs and homeless court. And they weren't defined in the plan, and one of the great things about our plan is that it's a living, breathing document. It is still stamped draft on it. I think that as we move forward in this, we will begin to take pieces of the plan and address them on a very regular basis. And those are that's one of the elements I'm looking at. Again, you know, it's not my job. I don't sit here and write the edict of policy have other folks dictate it. You know, I have to go through the legislative branch too. So, you know, my goal ultimately would be to put something together that the administration can support, that the legislative branch can support, and ultimately everyone could follow. And my very first task, of course, is really about housing. And some of these other policy issues are kind of on the running list that we will continue to address when it comes to the 10-year planning effort.
So would that be something that you would propose, that the city police spend less time on ticketing the homeless and stopping them and getting their IDs? Or is that a policy that you think will continue on through this process for the next several years?
You know, I think that one of the things that we have to do is identify concerns and issues. And, you know, this is not the first time I've heard in the 2 weeks and 1 day, 2 days now I've been on the job. This is not the first time I've heard this concern. And it's just one of the litany of things that, you know, I have to sit down with the powers that be on both sides and try to help figure out. And again, you know, I'm not here to say this is what our policy is currently when it comes to the police especially. Or what it should be. But I do think that when you look at jurisdictions across the country who have addressed the minor violations and addressed them in a more proactive way through homeless courts and through diversionary tactics, that you get a better, ultimately a better solution and a better cost savings. And that's one of the things that, you know, if it makes sense, then we ought to look into it. I think this is one of those areas that, you know, at some point we will be looking into.
And when Phil Mangano was here last week and we went out and visited the homeless encampment on H Street, I talked to him a little bit about the police's policy in Fresno, and he said it sounded to him like it was similar to, he mentioned Police Chief Bratton, who is from Los Angeles.
Los Angeles, right.
that their policy was just to make life so difficult for the homeless that they moved on.
Correct.
And I think that that is a part of the failed policy of the past. And that's why I think it's important that we move forward and change that policy as a part of the overall homeless policy. Tell me about the current situation for homeless people right now. Give us a picture, a snapshot of where we're at right now.
I think right now, if you are homeless, whether it is on the street, doubling up on someone's couch, or in your car or some other vehicle, maybe an abandoned building even, or under a railroad car, or along a spur, or wherever you are, wherever you happen to be, the problem really is that there is not a very proactive element that's going out to help find you where you are. Many of the service providers are in their office awaiting you to come. And if you, for whatever reason, are sidetracked in your route from the railroad spur up to the bus stop, maybe you run into your friend and you all end up going someplace else, or you don't have the resources to even get to the bus stop, to get to the services. And if you get to the services, you then have to ultimately make an appointment and come back. We've got to figure out a way, and one of the things I'm definitely working on right now is outreach teams that would go out and actually be able to help provide at least some very direct assessments on site, and be able to take folks and put them in the proper environment if they so need or choose to be in that environment immediately, versus this come to me on Tuesday, you know, February 6th at 10 a.m. kind of thing.
One of the things I wanted you to address is the chronically homeless, the encampments that exist today, sort of their status and the view of your office.
I think with the encampments, we've got three very large encampments in the downtown core. One commonly referred to as Little Tijuana, the other New Jack City, and then on the opposite side of the railroad tracks and the Monterey Street Bridge, you've got the Hill. You have seen the encampments grow from just a small encampment at New Jack City and a small group at the Hill. And then prior to that, across the Golden State, where under the Caltrans property, you've seen those two grow to the point where a third one has developed. And there is a sense.